They take the snap. They toss it to Harris. Finds room. He's open. He's at midfield. He's headed to the end zone. There he goes. Damian Harris breaks loose and scores for the touchdown. Unbelievable. A 64-yard touchdown run by Damian Harris. Wow.
Now a member of the Bills, Damian Harris. Your sports headlines real quick. We know Damian Harris joins the Bills on a one-year deal. We don't know the numbers on, you know, incentives and whatever. Money.
Nothing on money.
Same with Trent Sherfield, comes over from the Dolphins. How about that? Weakening to division opponents.
Yeah. Weakening a little bit.
Who do you want from the Jets? We got a Dolphin.
Ooh,
got a Patriot.
We need Elijah Moore.
Sold.
Yes. That's the guy. Because Rodgers is going to want another receiver. He'll get pushed out. Send him over here.
Yeah.
Across the state.
Sabres play Nashville tonight. That's a 7 o'clock start. The Florida Panthers are now in a playoff spot. They leapfrogged Pittsburgh last night.
Wow. After like 5 days ago, I think, didn't we all say Pittsburgh's in?
Yep.
And they've lost four in a row.
Four in a row, and they are on the outside looking in, and Florida moves in with a win over Detroit. Ottawa beat Pittsburgh 2-1 with a guy making his first ever start. Ferguson. What's his first?
Dylan Ferguson. Ferguson. Yeah.
I know it's Ferguson because Andrew in Pittsburgh referred to him as Turd Ferguson. Just shut out the Penguins, basically. It was, you know, 2-1. That's your Paddock Chevrolet Sports Update. Paddock Chevrolet with you for the extra mile. Okay, so Damian Harris, you are... Are you what? You're worried about one part of the signing? You're worried?
I don't want to say worried. I just think that the idea that, oh, here comes this physical smash mouth, you know, element of the Bills offense is just way over talked about with this player and way overvalued too. I mean, Harris. So, like, short yardage, right? Like, everyone was saying, okay, short yardage. This is the guy for that, right? Take a little bit off Josh Allen's plate when it comes to short yardage. When, okay, short yardage, what are the numbers? Third and fourth and short. He's a lower percentage than Devin Singletary. Cook only had four opportunities. So I almost don't even want to include him, but he got a first down in all four last year. All right. But it's not even that high of a sample size. Like, it's 17 carries on third or fourth and short in his career. And red zone opportunity, like, inside the five, we're talking about, like, 20 carries for his career. On that one, he's higher than Singletary by a bit, like 10%. But we're not talking about a lot of plays. We're talking about, like, five plays a year difference than you know, if they're not going to give those carries to Allen and if they're going to give them to Damian Harris. But I think this idea that the Bills just took this huge workload off of Josh Allen's plate. I mean, Allen, in short yardage last year, both inside the five-yard line and on third and fourth and short, he had 22 carries. And
so one
half of those were scrambles. And then more of those were QB sneaks. So, like, what... Am I four designed runs that were going to Allen and a whole season's worth of work are going to go to Damian Harris now?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's really that. It's not that many plays that this value that we're thinking of that, oh, Allen's just not going to have his body beat up anymore because here comes Damian Harris.
I do think when it comes to Allen's workload and this point that does get talked about a lot, how he's X amount of their offense. Last year, he ended up the year 78% of their offense.
Which, didn't you look up, was like about on par with other quarterbacks?
It's what the best quarterbacks do.
Yeah.
Mahomes was 77, Burrow was 77, even Brady was 77. I think this thing about Allen taking too much would 100% go away if he stopped scrambling so much. Do you want that? Does anybody want that?
And also...
The design run.
Can they do that? I mean, that's on some level, that's only up to Allen, right?
Exactly.
They can tell him until they're blue in the face, hey, stop scrambling. And if he sees 10 yards,
yep.
We think he is always going to go take those 10 yards no matter how much they tell him, right?
And now that they have Cook and Hines and Damian Harris, they're splitting that job of running the ball between three players. All the quarterback scrambles go to one guy. How many times will he lead the team in rushing this year? I bet it's five, at least, because they're not a run-heavy team. And even if they are, let's just do the math of it. How many carries is Cook going to get in a game? 11? He's going to average 5 yards a carry? That's 55 yards.
Yeah.
How many times will Allen go over 55 yards rushing? Four times? mean,
he can do that on three scrambles sometimes.
Yeah. So I understand fans that want to see Allen not take on such a load, but the reality is, it is built in. It is baked into the cake.
Yeah.
And more on this, we mentioned the stats about the offensive line. It's not because he's running for his life. He was the fourth least pressured quarterback in the NFL last year. He scrambles. He extends plays. He makes plays.
Yeah.
And if you want the load off of him, I think, Joe, this is kind of counter to what you just said. I think what you do is you take those five carries away. And you get a guy like Sherfield, because what do we want? We want Allen to throw to a guy that's 7 yards away and he takes it 60 yards. And it looks like that guy did all the work instead of Allen with all of the air yards. So,
I like that. My problem, and this is another element of the Harris signing, it's not, I don't hate the signing. It's just not, here's the couple of issues I have with it. One is that false narrative that it's going to take a ton of work away. Okay, maybe a couple of carries. But a second part of this is, this idea that, okay, short yardage, I'm just going to turn to Damian Harris. Haven't we arrived at a point where the worst idea on it's third and one and you need the first down, or it's second and goal from the 1 yard line, isn't the worst idea to just slam my running back into a giant pile of 300 pounders?
Well, yeah, you just don't do that by spreading the formation and handing it to that running back instead.
I'm good with that, but that's not often how a lot of teams use those guys. They line up at the goal line with three tight ends and Bobby Hart, and they line, like, is that what we're going to see from Damian Harris?
Maybe.
Or are they going to run him out of shotgun? They run him out of shotgun, all right, that I can get there. But when I hear short yardage and physical running, like, that's not the vision I have of what they're going to do with him.
803-0550 to the phone. CJ in Buffalo's with us. What's up, CJ? What do you got?
Hey, guys. So I think Joe kind of got tunnel vision of just, like, the style of the running back or somebody slamming into, like, a pile of guys. But anywhere you put Damian Harris or the way the GM is looking at the team, we're built for any kind of game now. We can play the, okay, we'll line up everybody and I don't know, one back, two tight ends, put Damian Harris back there and say, either I can hand it to him, I can roll out, and I got Knox on a flat route. Like, you can't just stop somebody. You have to have either a QB spy or one of them linebackers have to stop and read where Josh Allen is going to be because of his running ability. There's so many different things we can do, especially with the fact that he's a big back and he has a home run speed on top of it. So if you go spread and say, hey, we got a double digs, we got a speedster at the slot, and what's the guy we just got from the Saints?
Deontay Hardy.
Yeah, so if you put a lot of speed out there, you can't just let this guy get one-on-one and then double digs, you're going to bring somebody down. Who's watching Josh Allen, and you don't want one-on-one with Damian Harris, because most linebackers aren't like Ray Lewis or Edmonds. They're smaller. So one-on-one, we're going to pound you. And then you don't want to stop Josh Allen from running. Like, what do you stop? I love what Brandon Bean is doing. He's setting Ken Dorsey up to be able to do pretty much what he wants. It's not just a bunch of the same guys. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. But do I need that physical running style ever? I've got the Titans GM in my head saying, like, we don't want to play Golden State Warriors football. Like, yeah, give me that.
You definitely do. They won a lot. Did he say that?
He said that. The Titans GM at the Combine said that you can't play Golden State Warriors football.
Imagine saying that about a team that has, like, been the dynasty of all the sports in the last decade.
Like, the most winningest sports franchise in sports the last 10 years, right?
Jeez.
Like, I don't want that. But I know they're not going all the way to that level. And who knows how much Harris is really even going to play? My third concern, if I have one, about Harris signing is James Cook was good last year. Second in yards per carry, and he clearly, in the second half of the year, the better run plays were the ones where James Cook was getting the ball, not the ones where Devin Singletary was getting the ball. And I felt like we had, who did we have on yesterday that said he could be a featured back? Not Kyle Krebs. Somebody had, maybe the Extra Point Show, we had someone on yesterday that said, oh, he could be a featured back. Maybe add somebody around him. Eric Gelko, Optimum Scouting, was on the Extra Point Show. Like, James Cook can be a featured running back.
Yeah.
And this offense already doesn't run the ball. So if Cook can be a featured running back, and or if he starts to prove that, I don't see this offense ever being one where there's enough work for three guys to go around. And if we weed out Hines, that's fine. He's just going to be the kick returner. Then that's different. But I did not think this is almost a luxury for me more than it is a need for them.
There's also the physical style and big downhill back. We're going to talk to Sal about Damian Harris coming up at 8:30. We've got Don Granato at 8 on the Sabres, and they're playing tonight. Are we overselling how physical Harris is?
Maybe a little. I mean, he's 5'10", 215.
So he's thicker and faster than what they have.
He is.
Maybe
yes,
not faster than
yes.
Cook, but he's bigger than what they have by Derrick Henry standards. He's not that big.
No, right. He's more than what they've got, which I guess is fine, right? Like, it's not Derrick Henry. It's not one of these big bruising. Yeah. And that would have been fine, too, on some level. But
they did the thing that ensured that they won't do the thing that you were worried about.
Right. That is by far my favorite part of the signing.
Isn't that a consistent thing? Shouldn't we all get to the point where we kind of got to it this year? Hey, look. Running back X is out there.
Right.
Favorite landing spot is the Bills. Zeke, Eckler,
Delvin
Cook, Henry, Etienne,
Bijan Robinson.
Brees Hall, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah. McCaffrey last year.
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Every time a back is available, the running back industrial complex spins up, I think he might go to the Bills.
Right.
And then the Bills say, actually, we're going to take this guy for 1 year. Yeah. We're going to get Nyheim Hines and restructure him.
Yeah.
I mean, they did take Cook in the second round last year, but that was after two trade downs, and maybe they just kind of felt like, all right, let's kind of change course. But the idea that they're going to go for the big feature back with the big name, every time it gets mentioned, it never happens.
Right.
And in fact, this time they decided on March 20th to tell everybody they weren't going to do it.
Right.
We didn't have to sweat it out for the draft. I feel bad for the people that wanted running back in the draft. They could have at least had a fun month. We could have had conversations about it. It has to have died.
Yeah. No, it has to. The Cook draft pick is still the weirdest one, though. Because that is the most expensive asset they've spent on a running back. That second round pick is the most expensive asset they've spent on a running back.
It was the last pick in the second round?
It was the last pick in the second round. But also, he's the guy that they seem hesitant to just commit to, right? They brought in Hines while Cook was really not a part of the offense, and then Cook started playing well and maybe earned his spot a bit, but he was pretty much not a part of the offense midway through last year. And even in the second half of the year, he started running the ball more, but what were we talking about? He wasn't catching the football. He wasn't a pass-catching running back. He was the number two guy getting carries on first and second down. That was what Cook's role was last year. And this year, is that what he's in line for again? Because that would be, to me, a little strange that you were drafted him and all we heard about was the pass catching part of his game and J.D. McKissick replacement. And, well, here's Nyheim Hines, who is a much more accomplished pass-catching running back, both in college and at the pro level. So I've got that role. At least I can have that role if I want Hines to do that. And now I've got Harris, who had very good success on first and second down work in New England. So I've got that role. So now where does Cook slide in? Is Cook going to be the featured back?
Yes.
Or am I going to be back to, okay, he's splitting first and second down work, the guy that I spent a higher asset on than any other running back in the last 5 years?
Well,
I'd like to believe he's going to be the featured back still.
I guess it's another reason for receiver. It's one of the few positions that doesn't rotate that much. Running back rotates. The defensive line on this team rotates. That's why linebacker's also like right at the top here in the first round.
Right. Yep.
They don't rotate that guy. That guy's on the field all the time.
Yep.
Unless they go for corner and they're going to replace Taron Johnson. I mean, corner to me seems like it wouldn't be in the mix, but anyway, Don Granato, top of the hour. Note for you on Devin Levi and his future with the Sabres, which gets started soon. Sabres and Predators tonight, 7 o'clock, and pregame at 6 o'clock. 803-0550. Good calls today. Keep them coming. Bills offseason up and running, and they're adding to their offense, and it's exciting. We're loving it. The wide receiver train going full steam ahead. Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase on WGR.